Hachette Audio presents The Thousand Deaths of Ardor Ben. Written and read by Tyler Whitesides.
They fed a corpse to the dragon. They said the man had died a beggar in Talamon. Now his bones, if properly digested, will give us grit. But what of his soul? If any part of him remains here through the moon passing, he will never reach the homeland. His fate will be like mine. The harvesters don't concern themselves with such thoughts. I have been with them now for 6 days. I did not glimpse the dragon or her breath of flames as she fired the dung into slagstone. But I marvel at her role in this natural process. Back home, the streets of Berepent are aglow with light grit. Nobles warm their manners with clouds of heat grit. But I suspect now that they, like me, understand little of its origins. Here on Pikal, truth lurks behind every crag and tree. I am seeing things I have only known in writing, and at the end of my journey, I hope to put in writing things no one has ever seen. The harvesters have what they came here for. In the morning, they will collect the slagstone from the dragon, and their path will take them down the mountain. But I must slip away in the dark of night, for my path presses on, upward, higher, to truth. It begins here, although for me, I suppose this is something of an ending.
Part 1. That crimson moon, each cycle filling the sky with its hues of blood, throws a light to sicken man, from which there is no cure. Alone in these floating lands, is there no one to shield the wayfarer, far from that homeland blessed? A holy torch is lit on each unholy night, to draw from the moon its flames of red. Wayfarest Voyage, Volume 1. The passing eye spills flame above the frailty of human life, blazing bodies upon the summit. The flicker.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?